Side 6, Finnegan's Wake, continuing on page 170. None of your inch-thick, blue-blooded balaclava fried at beef steaks, or juice-jelly legs of the Grex's molten mutton, or greasily-gristly grunter's goopons, or slice upon slab of luscious goose bosom with lump after load of plum pudding stuffing, all a swim in a swamp of bog oak gravy for that Greek-and-hearted yude. Roast beef of old Zealand? He could not a-touch it. See what happens when your somatophage merman takes his fancy to our vegetarian swan. He even ran away with himself and became a far soonerite, saying he would far sooner muddle through the hash of lentils in Europe than meddle with Irland's split little pea. Once, when among those rebels in a state of hopelessly helpless intoxication, the piscivore strove to lift a citroned peel to either nostril, hiccuping, apparently impromptu'd by the hibbat he had with his glottal stop, that he cucker could flourish forever by the smell, as that cedron, like a cedar of the founts on mountains with limonon of Lebanon. Oh, the lowness of him was beneath all up to that sunk to. No liked by like fire water, or first served first shot, or gullet burned gin, or honest brewberried beer either. Oh dear, no. Instead, the tragic jester sobbed himself way whingingly sick of life on some sort of a rhubarbarous, maundrin yellow-green, funkel-blue, windy-gut, diodying applejack, squeezed from sour grapefruits. And to hear him twixt his sedimental cup-slips, when he had gulfed down much too many gourds of it, retching off to almost as low withswillers, who always knew notwithstanding when they had had enough, and were rightly indignant at the wretch's hospitality when they found to their horror they could not carry another drop. It came straight from the noble, white, fat Joe, open wide sack, Joe, Joe, her why hide that, Joe, 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 the wine vat of the most serene majesty as archdiocese, if she is a duck, she's a duchess, and when she has a fair bar, snot her fault, now is it? Arts touch-ups? Funny you're grinning at, fancy you're in her yet, fanny you're in ya. Ain't that swell, hey? Piemengro, talk about lowness. Any dog's quantity of it visibly oozed out thickly from this dirty little blacking beetle. For the very fourth snap, the Tullock Turnbull girl with her cold blood Kodak shotted the as yet unremunerated national apostate who was cowardly gun and camera shy, taking what he fondly thought was a short cut to car fare, soak Amerigas, via the ship steam Pridewin, after having buried a hatchet not so long before, by the wrong goods exeunt, number desh to tren, into patata papaveries, fruiterers, and musical florists, with his chaho chavi, sarshin chili pen. She knew the vice out of Bridewell was a bad fast man by his walk on the spot. John's is a different butcher's. Next place you are uptown, pay him a visit. Or better still, come to buy. You will enjoy cattlemen's spring meat. John's is now quite divorced from baking. Fattens, kills, flays, hangs, draws, quarters and pieces. Feel his lambs, X. Feel how sheep, XX. His liver too is great value, a speciality, XXX. Communicated. Around that time, moreover, one generally, for love of money, hoped, or at any rate suspected among morticians, that he would early turn out badly, develop hereditary pulmonary TB, and do for himself one dandy time, nay, of a pelting night, blanketed creditors, hearing a coarse song and splash off Eden Key, sighed and rolled over, sure all was up, but, though he fell heavily and locally into debit, not even then could such an antinomian be true to type. He would not put fire to his cerebrum. He would not throw himself in Liffey. He would not explode himself with pneumatics. He refused to suffocate himself with a sod. With the foreign devil's leave, the frayed-born fraud diddled even death. Ansi, cabled, But, shaking the worth out of his malt, Guarda Costa Leporello, Satius Kreitz, from his Neo-Republican asylum to his Jonathan for a brother, here to Kay, gone to Murray, we're splooched, do something, fireless, and had answer, inconvenient, David. You see, chaps, it will trickle out. Freak silly, of course, but the Tom and the Shorty of it is, he was in his bardic memory low. All the time he kept on treasuring with condign satisfaction each and every crumb of trek talk, covetous of his neighbor's word, and if ever, during a munda conversazione, commoted in the nation's interest, delicate tippets were thrown out to him, touching his evil courses by some well-wishers, vainly pleading by scriptural arguments with the opprobrious papist about trying to brace up for the kiddos of the thing, scallywag, and be a men instead of a dem scrounger dish-it-all, such as, pray, what is the meaning, Sousie, of that continental expression, if you ever came across it? We think it is a word transpiciously like canai, or... Did you anywhere kennel in your gullible's travels, or during your rural troubadouring, happen to stumble upon a certain gay young nobleman, whimpering to the name of low swine, who always addresses women out of the one corner of his mouth, lives on loans, and is 43 years of age? Without one sigh of haste, like the supreme prig he was, and not a bit sorry, he would pull a vacant landlubber's face, root with earwaker's pensile in the outer of his loucher, and then lisping the prattle pate parnella to kill time, and swatting his dead best to think what under the canopies of Jansen's crest would any decent son of an Albio gentleman who had been to an university think? Let a lent hit a hint, and begin to tell all the intelligentsia admitted to that Tamalese Santalese conclamazione, since still and before physicians, lawyers merchant, belfry politicians, agricolas manufraudurers, sacristanes of the Pure River Society, philanthropics lodging on as many boards round the panesthetic at the same time as possible, the whole lifelong shrine story of his entire low cornaille existence, abusing his deceased ancestors, wherever the sods were, and one moment tarabooming great blunder guns, poh, about his far-famed fine Poppermore, Mr. Hum-Hum, whom history, climate, and entertainment made the first of his set and always up to date, though Evan's ears, how many fines he faces, and another moment, Weissenbrussers, croaking 3 jeers, pa, for his rotten little ghost of a peppy bag, Mr. Himmy Shimmy, a blighty, a reeky, a lighty, a scrapey, a babbly, a ninny, dirty seventh among thieves, and always bottom sawyer, till no one knowed how homely home could be, giving unsolicited testimony on behalf of the absent, as glib as Eve's water to those present, who, meanwhile, with increasing lack of interest in his semantics, allowed various subconscious smickers to drivel slowly across their features, unconsciously explaining for inkstands, with a meticulosity bordering on the insane, the various meanings of all the different foreign parts of speech he misused, and cuttlefishing every lie unshrinkable about all the other people in the story, leaving out, of course, foreconsciously, the simple wharf and plague and poison they had cornered him about, until there was not a snoozer among them, but was utterly undeceived in the heel of the reel by the recital of the rigmarole. He went without saying that the cull disliked anything anyway approaching a plain, straightforward stand-up or knock-down row, and as often as he was called in to umpire any octagonal argument among slangwangers, the accomplished washout always used to rub shoulders with the last speaker and clasp shakers, the hand touch which is speech without words, and agree to every word as soon as half uttered. Command me, your servant good, I revere you. How, my seer, be drinking that? Quite truth, gracious, I'm used. See, what I'm hearing, all so good. Please it, me sure, be filling this quite so. You said it a passa fellow, much as gracias. Is there firing on me? Is there Gerlich on you? To your good self, your sulphur. And then at once, focus his whole unbalanced attention upon the next octagonist who managed to catch a listener's eye, asking and imploring him out of his piteous one winker, Hemoptysia diadumenos, whether there was anything in the world he could do to please him and to overflow his tumble tantalizer for him yet once more. One hail cannon night, for his departure was attended by a heavy downpour, as very recently as some thousand rains ago, he was therefore treated with what closely resembled personal violence, being soccered all unsuspectingly through the deserted village of Tumblin-on-the-Leafy from Mr. Van Homery's house at 81 Bis Mabbott's Mall as far as Green Patch beyond the brickfields of Salmon Pool by rival teams of slow spires counter quicklimers who finally, as wryly they had been detained outroar the latage, thought, business hits business, they had better be streaking for home after their Auburn to Auburn, with thanks for the pleasant evening, one and all disgustedly, instead of ruggering him back and awake, reconciled, though they were as jealous as could be cullions about all the truffles they had brought on him, to a friendship fast and furious, which merely arose out of the noxious pervert's perfect lowness. Again, there was a hope that people, looking on him with the contempt of the contemptibles, after first giving him a roll in the dirt, might pity and forgive him, if properly deloused. But the pleb was born a quicklow, and sank a lowing till he stank out of sight. All saints beat Belial. Michael goes to Nihil. Not possible. Already? In nowhere has yet the whole world taken part of himself for his wife. By nowhere have poor parents been sentenced to worms, blood and thunder for life. Not yet has the imp from Corpsica forced the arth out of Engeltere. Not yet have the Saxon and Judder on the mound of a word made war. Not yet witchy Withsey of Wench struck fire of his heath from on Hoth. Not yet has Arco Belain forespoken peace, peace upon oath. Cleftfoot from Hempel must tumple, blameful gardeners bound to fall, broken eggs will persuive bitten apples, for where there's his will, there's his wall. But the mount still frowns on the millstream, while their madsons leap his beer, and her rillstrel lifts to his murkesty, all her daft daughters laugh in her ear, till the four shores of deaf Tory Island let the doos dumb airwigs rail. Herp, herp for their misunderstandings, chirps the ballot of Perse or Rail. O fortunus casualitas, lefty takes the cherub cake, while right's clothes his hoof. Darkies never done tug that coon out to play, non-excretory, anti-sexuous, misoxenetic, gazy, pure, flesh and blood games, written and composed and sung and danced by Neshamus Naaman, same as Piccaninny's play all day, those old, none of your honeys and rubers, games for fun and element we used to play with Dinah and old Joe kicking her behind and before, and the yellow girl kicking him behind old Joe, games like Tom Tom the Thunder Man, put the wind up the peeler, hat in the ring, priss on your Pritchards and play with her steam. Mickle on the lucky pig, nickel in the slot, Sheila Harnett and her cow, Adam and El, Humble Bumble, Moggy's on the wall, twos and threes, American jump, fox come out of your den, broken bottles, writing a letter to Punch, tip top is a sweet store, Henry C. Crump expolled, postman's knock, are we fairly's represented? Solomon silent reading, apple tree bear stone, I know a washerwoman, hospitals, as I was walking, there is only one's house in dream collar, Battle of Waterloo, colours, eggs in the bush, haberdasherisha, telling your dreams, what's the time, nap, ducking mammy, last man standing, Healy baboon and the forky thieves, fickle eyes and futile ears, hand married but once in my life and I'll never commit such a sin again. Zip coony candy, turkey in the straw, this is the way we sow the seed of a long and lusty morning, hops of fun at Milliken's make, I seen the toothbrush with Pat Farrell, here's the fat to graze the priest's boots, when his steam was like a Rembrandt round McGarvey. Now, it is notoriously known how on that surprisingly bludgeony Unity Sunday, when the grand Jarmagall All-Star bout was harily the rage between our welting Tom's extraordinary and our petty thicks the Marshallese, and Irish eyes of welcome were smiling daggers down their backs, when the Roth, Vice, and Blouse met the Neuer, Blank, and Rogues, and the grim White and Cold bet the Black Fighting Tans, categorically unimperative by the Maxims, a rank funk getting the better of him, the Scot in a bad fit of pyjamas, fled like a leveret for his bare lives to Talviland, Ahon, Ahaza, pursued by the scented curses of all the village bells, and without having struck one blow, pig stole on him was lusty lagging, it was because Dusty shook, Cusky corked himself up tight in his ink battle house, badly the worse for booze gas, there to stay in a far for the life, where, as there was not a moment to be lost, after he had boxed around with his forte piano, till he was hauled back, bump and bump him blues, he collapsed carefully under a bed tick from Schwitzer's, his face enveloped into a dead warrior's telemac, with a lullabaw's sunbonnet, and a what water wattle at his feet to stoke his energy of waiting, moaning feebly in Monk Marian monotheme, but tarned long, and then a nation louder, while engaged in swallowing from a large ampuller, that his Padre's purgatory was more than a nigger bloke could bear, hemi-paralyzed by the tong warfare and all the schemazzle. Daily Maily full of bliss, Holy Maily mother of joss, his cheeks and trousers changing colour every time a gat croaked. How is that for low laities and gentle nuns? Why, dog of the Crostigans, whole continents rang with this Cairo coron lonus. Sheols of houris in shems upon divans, revolted Stella's Vespertine vest among them, at a bare, oh, mention of the scaly ribald, exclaimed, Pwas! But would anyone short of a madhouse believe it? Neither of those clean little cherubim, Nero or no book is an Esther himself, ever nursed such a spoiled opinion of his monstrous marvelosity as did this mental and moral defective, here perhaps at the vanescence of his low nest, who was known to grunt rather than gunnard upon one occasion, while drinking heavily of spirits to that interlocutor, a latere and private privy secretary he used to pal around with in the cabejas, one Davy Brown Nolan, his heaven-laid twin. This ham-boned dog-poet pseudoed himself under the hang-name he gave himself of Beth Gellert, in the porchway of a gypsy's bar, Shem always blaspheming, so holy writ, Billy, he would try, old belly, and pay this one man-jack congregant of his four soups every lass of next month volley, so sure as there's a tail on a comet, as a taste for Storick's 42. That is to stay to listen out, only 20 minutes more, Bully, his ballade imaginaire, which was to be dubbed Wine, Woman and Water Clocks, or How a Guy Finks and Forks When He is Going Batty, by Maestro Shames de la Plume, some most dreadful stuff in a murderous mirror hand, that he was a whoop, pardon me, aware of no other shag's pick, other shack his beard, either prexectly unlike his polar and this is his, or precisely the same as whoops, parn, as what he fancied, or guessed the same as he was himself, and that greet scoot duckings and thuggery, though he was foxed, fox to fox, like a bunny boy Roger, with all the tea-shop lionses of Lumdrum, hive and hosed up against him, being a lapsus linguo, with a ruvy-dub shorter temper, bad cad dad fad sad mad nad van hatty bear, the consequentures of casuality, prepestered crosswords in post-position, scruff, scruffer, scrufferum murrimost, and all that sort of thing. If Ream stood to reason, and his lankalive line lasted, he would wipe alley English spooker, multophoniaxically spooking, off the face of the earth. After the thorough fright he got that bloody Swithin's day, though every doorpost in much-tried Luca Lizard was smeared with generous erstborn gore, and every free-for-all cobbleway slippery with the bloods of heroes, crying to Welkins for others, and Noah's and Culvert's agush with tears of joy, our low waster never had the common bar-lamb's pluck to stir out and about the compound, while everyone else of the torch-lit throng slashers and sliced alike, Mabuan Massa, wadded and badded around, yamp yam pamp yam, chanting the Galuli chorus from the monster book of patriotic poetry, O pura e pia bella, in junket sampam, or in secular cincularum, heads up, on his bona fide avocation, the little folk, creeping on all fours to their natural school treat, but childishly gleeful when a stray whizzer sang out intermediately. And happy belongers to the fairer sex on their usual quest for higher things, but vying with Lady Smythe to avenge Macjobber, went stone-stepping with their bicker staffs on educated feet, blinkety-plonk, across the seven-span Ponte dei Colori, set up over the slop after the war-to-end war by Messers, a charitable government, for the only once, dia dos finados. He did take a Tompip Pipistrella through a 3-draw-18-hawks-power Derdicky telescope, luminous to larboard, only like the lamps in Nassau-Strasse, out of his westernmost keyhole, spitting at the impenetrablem wetter, and it was porco-ghastly that autumn, with an each-way hope in his shivering soul as he prayed to the cloud incertitude of finding out for himself on account of all the cools in Croker Parker, or owing to all the codsyogs in Kalatavala, whether true conciliation was forging ahead or falling back after the Celestius intemperance, and, for double's sake, why, with his see-me-see and his my-see a-corves and his froka-fosker-fosker, layin' loves in meing-seeing, he got the charm of his optical life when he found himself, hic sunt lenones, at point-blank range, blinking down the barrel of an irregular revolver of the bulldog with a purpose pattern, handled by an unknown quarreler who supposedly had been told off to shade and shoot Shy Shem should the shit show his shiny snout out a while to look facts in their face before being hosed and creased, up-rip and jack him, by 6 or 12 of the gay boys. What? Parasampram, in the names of Deucalion and Pyrrha, and the incensed privy and the licensed pantry gods, and Stater and Victor and Cotton Run, and the whole Mesa Redonda of Lorenzo Tulas in convocation, was this disinterestingly low human type, this calumnious column of cloacity, this Bengalese beacon of biloxity, this animite aper of atrocity, really at, it will be precise to qualify, for he seems in a bad, bad case. The answer, to do all the ditties in one deader, would sound, from pulling himself on his most flavored canal, the huge chest house of his elders, the Popa Preta and some Navico Navvies, he had flickered up and flinnered down into a drug and drunkery addict, growing megalomane of a loose past. This explains the litany of septuncial letter trumpets, honorific, high-pitched, erudite, neoclassical, which he so loved as patricianly to manuscribe after his name. It would have diverted if ever seen the shuddersome spectacle of this semi-demented zany amid the inspissated grime of his glaucous den, making believe to read his uselessly unreadable blue book of Eccles, Edition de Ténèbres, even yet, sighs the most different Dr. Pinderjenk, authorized Bowdler and Censor, it can't be repeated, turning over 3 sheets at a wind, telling himself delightedly, no espellor more so, that every splurge on the vellum he blundered over was an ailing vision more gorgeous than the one before, T.I.T.S., a rose-shell cottage by the sea for nothing forever, a lady's try-on hosiery rattle at liberty, a sewerful of guinea-gold wine with Branco-Mange Padden pie and 6-cylinder oysters worth $1 billion a bite, an entire opera house, there was to be stamping room only in the prompter's box, and ever the more his queque kept swelling, of enthusiastic noble women flinging every coronet crimson stitch they had off at his proscenium, one after the others, inamagoded into adjust-elusing themselves in their gaiety pantheomime, when he gad, sir, according to all accounts trick, he squealed the top squall in dee-lil-shem-lock-up-yellin'. Gee whiz, you hear that far? So pure, lout gout of sabos, juice like a void, for fully 5 minutes, infinitely better than Baraton McGluckin, with a scrumptious cocked hat, and 3 green cheese and tangerine Trinity plumes on the right-handle side of his amaryllis head, a coat MacFarlane, the cursest cut, you understand, a Spaniard's digger at his ribs, Alfaiate punxit, an azel blue blow sheet for his blouse bosom blossom, and a Dean's crozier that he won from Cardinal Lindondarry, and Cardinal Carchingarry, and Cardinal Laurie O'Toole, and Cardinal Occidentacha, aho, in the Derby Darby doubled for falling first over the hurdles, madam, in the other hand, A-A-T-S-O-T, but what with the murky light, the botchy print, the tattered cover, the jig-jagged page, the fumbling fingers, the fox-trotting fleas, the lie-abed lice, the scum on his tongue, the drop in his eye, the lump in his throat, the drink in his pottle, the itch in his palm, the wail of his wind, the grief from his breath, the fog of his mind-fag, the buzz in his brain-tree, the tick of his conscience, the height of his rage, the gush down his fundament, the fire in his gorge, the tickle of his tail, the bane in his bullocks, the squints in his soul, the rot in his eater, the echo in his ear, the totters of his toes, the tetters on his tumpty-tum, the rats in his garret, the bats in his belfry, the budgerigars and bumboozle and bowbirds, the hullabaloo and the dust in his ears, since it took him a month to steal a march, he was hard set to mummerize more than a word a week. Cakes haulin', hooks fisk, can you beat it? Whoa! I say, can you bait it? Was there ever heard of such low-down blackguardism? Positively, it woolies one to think over it. Yet the bumper sprinkler used to boast aloud alone to himself, with a accent on it, when mein Vater was a Boer constructor, and Hoy was a lexical student, parole, and corrected with the blackboard, trying to copy the stage Englishman he brought their house down on, shouting, Bravure, Sir Charles, letter perfect, colossal loose waller speech. How he had been towed out of all the Schicker families of the Klondikers, from Pew-Pew Reich, Swabs Pays, the land of Nod, Shrugger's country, Pension Danubier Home and Barbaropolis, who had settled and stratified in the capital city after its hebdomadary metropoliarchalization as sun-blistered, moon-plastered, gory, wheedling, jovial, lycherous and full, ordered off the gorgeous premises in most cases on account of his smell, which all cookmaids eminently objected to, as resembling the bombinable putzo that welled out of the potso. Instead of tutoring those model households, plain, wholesome pothooks, a thing he never possessed of his Nigerian own, what do you think Vulgariano did but study with stolen fruit how cutely to copy all their various styles of signature, so as one day to utter an epical forged check on the public, for his own private profit, until, as just related, the Dustbins United Scullery Maids and House Help Sorority, better known as Sluttery's Melted Foot, turned him down, and assisted nature by unitedly shooing the source of annoyance out of the place altogether and tay-totally on the heat of the moment, holding one another's gonk, for no one, hound or scrub lady, not even the Turk, ungreekable in percent of the Armenable, dared whiff the polecat at close range, and making some point-to-pointing remarks, as they done so, at the perfects of the sniffy, your honour, a boon the lyo, why a stunk, mister. Gimes wishes to hear from wearers of abandoned female costumes, gratefully received, wadmel jumper, rather full pair of culottes and undergarmentaries, to start city life together. His Gimes is out of job, would sit and write. He has lately committed one of the then commandments, but she will now assist. Superior built, domestic, regular layer, also got the boot. He appreciates it. Copies, abortisement. One cannot even begin to post-figure out a statuesque quo ante as to how slow in reality the excommunicated drum chondriac, Nate Hammis, really was. Who can say how many pseudo-stylic shamiana, how few or how many of the most venerated public impostures, how very many piously forged palimpsests slipped in the first place by this morbid process from his plagiarist pen? Be that as it may, But for that light fantastic of his nose's glow, as it slid lucifericiously within an inch of its page, he would touch at it from time to other the red eye of his fear and saddishness to ensign the colors by the beerlets in his mathness and his educandees to outhew to themselves in the cries of Gurgly, Jember Inkware, Shanchambre, Cincero, Zinzabar, Tincture, and Gin. Nibs never would have quilled a serif to sheepskin. By that rosy lampoon's effluvious burning, and with help of the simulchronic flush in his pan, a guinea a girk he gets there. He scrabbled and scratched and scriobbled and screvened nameless shamelessness about everybody he ever met, even sharing a precipitation under the idlish terrier's umbrella of a showerproof wall, while all over up and down the four margins of this rancid shem stuff, the evil smeller, who was devoted to old Father Sardanapalus, used to stipple endlessly in artistic portraits of himself in the act of reciting old Nicchiabelli's monologue into your ear, anno o non anno agel problemas, ser autore, QED, a heartbreakingly handsome young Paolo with love lyrics for the goyles in his ales, a plaintiff's tenor voice, a ducal income of 132 drachmas per yard from Broken Hill's stranded estate, Cambridge Mannings, cutting a great dash in a brand new two-guinea dress suit, and a burled Hogsford hired for a first-day evening merry party, and a lovely long pair of inky Italian moustaches, glistering with boric vaseline and frangipani. Puh! How unwhisperably so. The house, O'Shea or O'Shame, qui va pieno, known as the Haunted Ink Bottle, no number, Brimstone Walk, Asia in Ireland, as it was infested with raps, with his pen name Shut, sepia scraped on the doorplate, and a blind of black sailcloth over its one fwinshog, in which the sole contracted son of the secret cell groped through life at the expense of the taxpayers, dejected into day and night with Jesuit bark and bitter bite, calico hydrants of Zolfor and scopolamina by full and forty quisisanos, every day in everyone's way, more exceeding in violent abuse of self and others, was the worst, it is hoped, even in our Western playboyish world, for pure mouse farm filth. You brag of your brass castle or your tiled house in Ballyfermont. Nigs, nigs, and nigs again. For this was a stinksome inkinstink, quite potsonal to the rottle. Smatter of fact, angles after none browsing there, thought not Adam reeked more rare. My wood! The warped flooring of the lair, and sound-conducting walls thereof, to say nothing of the uprights and imposts, were Persianly literatured with burst love letters, telltale stories, sticky-back snaps, doubtful eggshells, vouchers, flints, borers, puffers, amygdaloid almonds, rindless raisins, alphabetiformed verbiage, biblical biases, ampiter dictas, visus umbique, ahems and ahas, ineffable tries at speech unasyllabled. You owe me's, I old hymns, flue foul smut, fallen lucifers, vestas which had served, showered ornaments, borrowed brogues, reversible jackets, black eye lenses, family jars, false hair shirts, God-forsaken scapulars, never-worn breeches, cutthroat ties, counterfeit francs, best intentions, curried notes, upset Latin tin tacks, unused mill and stumpling stones, twisted quills, painful digests, magnifying wine glasses, solid objects cast at goblins, once current puns, quashed potatoes, messes of mottage, unquestionable issue papers, seedy ejaculations, limerick dams, crocodile tears, spilt ink, blasphematory spits, stale chestnuts, schoolgirls, young ladies, milkmaids, washerwomen, shopkeepers' wives, merry widows, ex-nuns, vice-abbesses, pro-virgins, super-whores, silent sisters, Charlie's aunts, grandmothers, mothers-in-law, foster-mothers, godmothers, garters, tress clippings from right, lift, and syndrome, worms of snot, toothsome pickings, cans of Swiss condensed milk, highbrow lotions, kisses from the Antipodes, presents from pickpockets, borrowed plumes, relaxable hand grips, princess promises, lees of wine, deoxidized carbons, convertible collars, divilucre doffers, broken wafers, unloosed shoe latchets, crooked straight waistcoats, fresh horrors from Hades, globules of mercury, undeleted gleet, glass eyes for an eye, gloss teeth for a tooth, war moans, special sighs, long sufferings of long standing, ahs, ohs, wees, sees, yas, yos, jas, nays, thaws, sos, yeses and yeses and yeses, to which, if one has the stomach to add, the breakages, upheavals, distortions, inversions of all this chambermaid music, one stands, given a grain of goodwill, a fair chance of actually seeing the whirling dervish, tumult, son of thunder, self-exiled in upon his ego, a night long a shaking betwixt tween white or redder horrors, noonday terrorized to skin and bone by an ineluctable phantom, may the shaper have mercy on him, writing the mystery of himself in furniture. Of course, our low hero was a self-valeter by choice of need, so up he got up whatever is meant by a Stourbridge clay kitchenette and Lithargogalenu fowl house for the sake of aches. The umple does not fall very far from the dumper tree, which the more melodious jigsmith, in defiance of the uncontrollable birth preservativation Game and Poultry Act, playing Lallery Rook Cookery Nook by the dodginess of his lantern, brewed and cocked and potched in an athanor, whites and yolks and yilks and whorts, to the frulling fredonance of Mas Blanca que la Blanca Hermana and Amarilla Muy Bien, with cinnamon and locusts and wild beeswax and licorice and carrageen moss and blaster of berries and aster's mess and huster's mixture and yellow nan's embrocation and pinkington's patty and stardust and sinner's tears, accurident to Sheridan's art of panning, chanting for all regale to the like of the lags he left behind, with Litty von Letty van Leeuwen, his cantraps of fermented words, abracadabra calubra calorum, his oofs a la Madame Gabrielle de l'Église, his avgs a la Mistress B. de B. Meinfeld, his ayahs usquad mala a la pomme de ciel, his woves, oves, and oves a la sulfate de soude, his occhiuri saute saumone a la Monseigneur, his soufflosion of oogs with some cat on toyest a la mer poire, his porgadovis a la fenella, his fried eggs a la tricareme, in what was meant for a closet. Ah, ho! If only he had listened better to the four masters that infanted him, Father Matthew, and Le Père Noble, and Pastor Lucas, and Padre Aguilar, not forgetting lay teacher Baudouin. Ah, ho! His costive Satan's antimonian manganese lit more litmious nature never needed such an alcove so when Robber and Mumsel, the pulpit dictators, on the nudgment of their legal advisers, Messrs. Codex and Podex, and under his own benefiction of their pastor, Father Flammius Falconer, boycotted him of all mutton suet candles and Rome rule stationery for any purpose, he winged away on a wild goop's chase across the cathartic ocean and made synthetic ink and sensitive paper for his own end out of his wit's waste. You ask, in Sam Hill how? Let manner and matter of this, for these are sporting times, be cloaked up in the language of blush-fed pauperous, that an Anglican ordinal, not reading his own rude Dunsky tongue, may ever behold the brand of scarlet on the brow of her of Babylon, and feel not the pink one in his own damned cheek. Primum opifex, altus prosator, ad terram vivi param, et cuncti potentem, sine ullo pudore nec venia, suscepto pluviali atque distinctis perizomatis, natibus nudis uti nati fuissent, sese ad propinquams, flens et gemens, in manum suam evacuavit, highly prosy, crap in his hand, sorry. Postea, animale nigro exoneratus, classicum pulsans, stercus proprium, quod appellabit, deiectiones suas, in vas olim honorabile tristitiae posuit, eodem sub invocatione fratrorum geminorum medardi et godardi lete ac meliflue minxit, salmum qui incipit, lingua mea calamus scribe velocita scribentis, magna voce cantitans, didapis, says he was dejected, asks to be exonerated, Demo mex stercore turpi cum divi orionis jucunditate mixto, cocto, frigorique exposito, en caustum sibi fecit indelibile. Facto Ryans, the indelibleic. Then Pius Aeneas, conformant to the fulmen and ferman which enjoins on the tremulous Terian, that when the call comes, he shall produce nycthimerically from his unheavenly body a no uncertain quantity of obscene matter, not protected by copyright in the united stars of Aurania, or bedeed and bedewed and bedang and bedung to him, with this double dye, brought to blood heat, Gallic acid on iron ore, through the bowels of his misery, flashly, faithfully, nastily, appropriately, this Aesuan Menshevik, and the first to last alchemist, wrote over every square inch of the only fool's cap available, his own body, till by its corrosive sublimation, one continuous present tense integument, slowly unfolded all merry-voicing, mood-molded, cycle-wheeling history, thereby, he said, reflecting from his own individual person life unlivable, transaccidentated through the slow fires of consciousness into a individual chaos, perilous, potent, common to all flesh, human only, mortal, but with each word that would not pass away, the squid self, which he had squirt-screened from the crystalline world, Wayne Chagrin Old and Dorian Grayer in its dudhood. This exists, that is its, after having been said, we know. And dabble take dabnal, and the dal dabble dab aldanaba. So perhaps, aglag agglomeratively as a spanking. After all, and Arclast for Arclist on his last public misappearance, circling the square for the death fate of St. Ignatius Poison Ivy of the fickle crowd upon the sixth day of Hog Sober, kill him our king, lay him low, and brandishing his bell-bearing stylo, the shining keyman of the wiles of change, if what is sauce for the Zazzy is souse for the Zazzimas, the blonde cop who thought it was ink was out of his depth, but bright in the main. Petty Constable Sisterson, of the Cruis Cron Crawl, it was, the parochial watch, Big the Dog, the Dig the Bog, the Bagger the Dugger, the Beggar Dug Degabug, who had been detailed from Pollute Stotis to save him, this the quem quem, that the quum, from the ligature liableless effects of foul clay in little clots, and mob mauling on looks, that wrong count of the tenderfoot and eveling near, the livings means unium getherum, knock Marie, compte me, reeling more to the right than he lurched to the left, on his way from a proto-prostitute, he would always have a stip little pigeoness somewhere, with his arch-girl Arco-Iris, smock name of Mergit, just as he was butting in ran the coiner of bad times, under a hideful between the rival doors of warm Bethels of worship through his bordle house Fongston, greeting for grazious auras as usual, where ladies have they that a dog mean sort herring? Sergio, search me, the incapable reparteed, with a self-evident subtlety, so obviously spurious, and raising his hair after the grace, with the Christmas under his clutch.